On Thursday night, the CN Tower's lights were dimmed for 5 minutes at the top of every hour to honor Det. John Park, who died while on duty after experiencing a suspected medical episode. Park, a 14-year veteran of the Toronto Police Service, TPS, died after executing a search warrant in a robbery investigation near Jane Street and Steeles Avenue. He was 40 years old. On social media, TPS thanked CN Tower officials for honoring our officer. Thank you for honoring our officer. https://t.co/Hinloeda Toronto Police, at Toronto Police, December 19, 2024. Park is survived by his wife Tina and their two young children. TPS said Park's death is heartbreaking news just a few days before Christmas, and there are no words that can express the sorrow we all feel right now. This is every family's worst fear when a loved one works as a police officer, not having them come home safely after their shift, the service said. In a separate statement shared Thursday, the Toronto Police Association, TPA, said Park's death has had rippling effects across our membership and the broader policing community and our city. The TPA will work with the service to provide whatever support John's family, friends and colleagues require during this incredibly difficult time, the agency wrote. We owe John our respect and gratitude. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Toronto Police Association, at TPACA1. Mayor Olivia Chow said she was heartbroken to learn of Park's on-duty death. My heartfelt condolences go out to the officer's family, friends, and colleagues during this painful time, Chow wrote on social media. We deeply appreciate the work of our officers and the work they do every day for our city. I am heartbroken to learn of the death of a police officer while on duty. I am in touch with Chief Demkew and I understand the circumstances are still being confirmed and investigated. The chief advised me that the Toronto Police Service will be officially announcing the details, https://t.co/2f7tbvrbkw. Mayor Olivia Chow. At Mayor Olivia Chow, December 19, 2024. The investigation into Park's death is ongoing. Deputy Chief Lauren Pogue said Thursday there is no reason to believe Park's death is suspicious.